Okay, got a news flash for you. You get to hear it here first. Ready? Here we go. All right, that's good enough.
It's not that big a news flash.
Congress will not tackle the question of extending the Bush tax cuts until after the election.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I read that today. I was dumbfounded and just speechless. The announcement came from Harry Reid's office after a closed-door meeting for about 2 hours among the Senate Democrats. Senators apparently could not agree on the best course forward, which means, in other words, they didn't have the votes they needed to get this thing done.
Well, or in other words, nobody wants to commit to anything before an election.
Yeah, seemed pretty obvious. Yeah. They said to observers when the Democrats emerged giving all kinds of non-answers, like Dianne Feinstein, who said, "Talk to the leader, I'm not the leader." That's what reporters were asking her.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Didn't Harry Truman have a sign like that on his desk, like, pass the buck now, I believe? Well, yep. Oh, wait, no, that wasn't it. Yeah.
One reporter yelled out to Jay Rockefeller, "Blink your eyes twice if there's going to be a vote next week."
Well played.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, the Democrats couldn't agree on what they need to do, and the Republicans sure aren't going to help them with that, because after all, there are five Senate special elections in Colorado, Illinois, Delaware, West Virginia, and New York. GOP wins only two of those five. It means the Democrats have two fewer votes on the tax issue. See, those people are seated immediately. Mm-hmm. They are seated instantly. So as we watch the lame duck come waddling down the hall, yeah, know that there's no reason in the world they want to do anything at all and just wander away. So we're a little less than 6 weeks now, right? 5 weeks and some change counting. And
we've been counting on change for about 2.5 years.
Well, we have. You know, hey, by the way, while we're talking about that change, the president of U.S. America was in New York yesterday.
Mm.
A lot of people were.
Yeah, yeah, but he was addressing the annual gathering of the United Nations Assembly.
Yeah, I saw him in the big room.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Touched on a variety of topics, including the ongoing peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. He told the gathering, quote, "When we come back here next year, we can have an agreement that will lead to a new member of the United Nations, an independent state of Palestine, living in
Palestine."
Yeah, them too.
Palestine's up
That's
in
right,
East
Texas. Yeah,
a little bit north.
You're
here.
Right.
Yeah, right.
They will be living in peace with Israel.
Yeah, we hadn't been talking about that for
thousands of years. Now, Chase.
Then Jimmy Carter.
Naysayer that you are, I believe that he will be there next year in the General Assembly Hall to make that announcement with a unicorn.
Is he going to have a banner behind him that says "Mission Accomplished"?
Yeah, but he will. He'll bring a unicorn out and tell us that that the Palestinians and the Israelis have decided that they're going to get
together. Nice.
Well, it's true. The president also, get this, president held a two-hour meeting with Chinese officials, hoping to increase pressure on Beijing to immediately revalue its currency. Okay, China is a ginormous debt holder for the United States. They got a lot of our debt over there. Mm-hmm. So let me get this right. He goes and talks to these people for 2 hours saying, "Hey, we'd like you to revalue your money down against our money. Sure, let me go in and buy an investment, and then let's see if somebody can talk me into making that investment worth less." Because I don't think he can do that, but of course, his perception of what he can do and maybe other people's perception is somewhat different. But he tried to talk the Chinese leaders into, they say revalue, but they want them to devalue it, obviously, against the dollar. Then, as if that weren't enough, the president speaks last night at a fundraiser and was heckled.
Oh, well, it's nice knowing somebody.
Yep, he was heckled. Apparently
was he jackled?
No, I don't think so. The lack of movement on gay rights and AIDS research. Activists held up signs, chanted slogans before they were drowned out by the president's supporters.
Well, you know, those people are the only ones that can heckle him and not be called racist.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. New Pew Research Center poll says that independent voters now favor Republicans by just about the same margins that they went for President Obama back in 2008 and for the Democrats in the midterms in 2006. Additionally, 45% of all independents disapprove of the health care reform package. And it the first phase of it just kicked in yesterday. So 41% like it, but 45% don't like it. And the Pledge to America, of course. They did this at a hardware store and lumber yard yesterday. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, but I knew it was going to be in Virginia. Anyway, the pledge is the culmination of an online initiative that was designed to solicit policy ideas directly from U.S. Americans. John Boehner told reporters yesterday, quote, "This agenda came from the American people. It's their agenda."
Uh-huh.
Now, just so you'll know, this is what happened. The GOP created this website called America Speaking Out. And, of course, they told us it was going to, ready, revolutionize the way we govern, because it was going to seek direct input from the average American. In fact, they said the site would prove how Democrats are not listening, but how House Republicans will be listening. And then they asked people to submit their ideas. So earlier this month, the second most popular item on the job creation section was the user-submitted idea, stop outsourcing jobs from America to other countries that don't pay taxes, okay? Is that in the pledge? No, it's not. But remember, the pledge is what the average American wants, and the Republicans are doing that for them. And yesterday morning, as Republicans were introducing the new pledge, stopping the outsourcing of jobs, ending tax breaks, all of that stuff, the number one idea on the website, it had moved from number two to number one yesterday as they were announcing their pledge. Dang, it just didn't quite make it. I guess they couldn't change it. You know, they couldn't erase it and put that in. They couldn't add that to the pledge at the last minute. So I know the House Republicans are doing exactly what the average American wants, because boys, they're listening to us.
Absolutely, they are.
The Democrats were not listening. They were sticking their fingers in their ears, but the House Republicans.
Well, because after all, you know, the Democrats have been the ones that have been in power in the White House and Congress for the last 11 billion years.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. They are the ones who have always held control, and it's been the poor Republicans that have been fighting hard for small America. Give me a Source of Politico tells us the GOP Congressman Mike Castle just won't let it go. Why won't these people get a clue when they lose the election?
Because they have such an inflated opinion of themselves.
And it doesn't matter what party.
No.
Somehow, some way, they just think they're different. That there was some anomaly, and they're a victim of that anomaly, and the people really, given the chance, would elect them to office again. So he's looking at the idea of making it a three-way U.S. Senate race.
Well, I mean, and just to prove that point, I mean, I have two words for you, and Lisa Murkowski would be that with those two words.
Yeah, and that's hard to write in. I mean, you got to really want to.
Yeah.
And
and I was driving yesterday, and I believe it was on the Huckabee show that we run, that it was said, you know, there was this stern warning given to Lisa Murkowski that if she decided to not support Joe Miller and she was going to run as an independent, then she would lose all of her clout in the Senate. Yeah, that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. They did. They went jelly-spined on us, didn't they?
Yep.
Imagine that.
Yeah, they were going to do that, but, well, Lisa was such a good standard-bearer for so long. Mm. All right, 647.